Good morning, beloved. I am coming to you from 4555 Fairfields Avenue, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the Berean Seventh-day Adventist Church, where we always say that our worship experience is a breath of fresh air. As you can see, I'm in an empty building. Our sanctuary, our physical plant, has been suspended until further notice due to the advice from our government and those that are in health care and know a little bit about what we should do in times like these to keep ourselves protected from the spread of this virus, the COVID-19, or what is also known as the coronavirus. As I say, our physical plant and our coming together as a people is suspended right now, but the church is not suspended. The church is not the brick and mortar. It's not the building. The church is Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ. And so because the church is built on Jesus Christ, the church is prevailing. The Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And so I want to share with you some words of encouragement, words that I will bring to you in little snippets and nuggets from Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. I want to call this series the Dress Right series. Dress Right. This morning, I want us to focus on Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. It reads thus: "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil." It goes on to say, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil days, and having done all, to stand." As I said earlier, this series is tagged Dress Right. But before we go further, I want us to pray and ask the Spirit of God to bring his anointing as we listen to what God has to say to us in the next few minutes. Yahweh, the hour is come that your son Yeshua, whom the Greeks call Jesus, should be lifted up. For Jesus said, "And if I be lifted up, I, Jesus, will draw men, all women, all boys and girls unto me." So lift Jesus up this morning. May Jesus be seen clearly. May Jesus be heard and understood without any ambiguity. And when this experience shall have come to a pause, may Jesus be honored. May Jesus be obeyed. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory forever. Amen. Dress right so that you will be able to endure these times. We're living in very unusual times, beloved. We're living in a time that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Jesus is sitting with his disciples. He has just preached to them, just preached to the masses. And the Bible says when he is done, he and his disciples are in a private place. And the disciples are looking at Solomon's temple, looking at the greatness of this temple and all of the work that is put in it to make it what it is a very elaborate building, very expensive structure. And they're using it to brag about their power and their status in the world. And Jesus says to them, not one stone shall remain upon another in this building or on this building. And the disciples are shocked. Jesus, they said, tell us, what shall be the sign of the times and of your coming? Jesus, in verses 3 to 23, shares with them, foretells the things that will be the signs of his coming and of the end of the world. And beloved, we are living in that time. We're living in this age that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. He talked about the fact that there will be wars and rumors of wars. He talked about the fact that nature will be on edge, earthquakes and pestilences. That means illnesses, diseases, viruses that we will have no medication, no ability, human scientific genius and human financial work, wherewithal will not be able to counteract, confront this pestilence. Matter of fact, our president, the president of these United States, calls it the invisible enemy. Well, really, it is not an invisible enemy. We that are sons and daughters of God, we that are students of the Bible, can testify that we know what this is. The world does not know. The world is in shock. The world is amazed, but we're not amazed. We're not shocked. We know the times in which we're living. That's why we need to dress right. We cannot depend on our own human rationale, human intelligence, human wherewithal, human strength, human wit. So Paul, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, shares with the church of Ephesus, and he's sharing with us, we should be strong in these times. It takes strength, but not human strength. He says, put on the whole armor of God. The book of Ephesians is about what God is doing for his people through Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 8 chapter 2, excuse me, verse 8 says that by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of works, at least any of us should boast. It's a gift of God. It is what Christ has done for us that we stand on. It is his righteousness that we put on. And so he says we should put on the whole armor. Yes, we're at war. President Trump is right. We are at war. But we are not fighting an invisible enemy. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and against powers. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're fighting against the rulers of the darkness of this world. But I got good news for us tonight. We are on the winning side. Our army, our captain is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is our captain, and he has won this victory. He won it on Calvary, beloved. And he says we have to put him on. He said, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can do anything. You can overcome any trials, any tribulations. And so this is not the time to panic. This is the time to dress right. This is the time to put on our war clothes. We're not putting on war clothes like the world puts on war clothes. We are putting on spiritual war clothes. And so this morning I just want to share with you, if you have not put on this armor, you need to ask God. You need to ask Christ to come in your life. And if you know Christ, but you do not really have a real personal relationship with him, that your relationship with God is based on you coming to church and being a part of the community during the church hour, during Sabbath or during prayer meeting, you base your faith on listening to the choir sing and hearing the preacher preach, you're going to be shocked, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. Oh, it will get better. Jesus is coming to take us home. But it's going to get worse before it gets better. We may never gather in this building again. We may never be able to come together as a community of believers and sing together and pray together and shout together and hear the word preached to us from a physical pulpit. We may never be able to do that again. But we are the church. We are the body of Christ. You are part of that body. I am part of that body. And our relationship, our personal relationship with Christ, those things that we've learned over the years or during the times that we were able to come together, are the things that are going to strengthen us and fortify us and give us the strength to be able to survive these times. Jesus said, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." In other words, those people who will not allow this time and these experiences to break them down, to cause them to lose faith, to cause them to turn away from their relationship with God. Because we're not meeting together in the church building, doesn't mean that our God is not with us. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So I'm not going to take too long, beloved. I'm going to break this up into little nuggets that we can feed on. Put on the whole armor. Don't be like Nebuchadnezzar. If you read Daniel chapter 4, and I'm going to encourage you to go home and read that. Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 4 in verse 30, that Nebuchadnezzar steps out on his patio, on the palace of Babylon, his kingdom palace, and he asks a question, an arrogant question. Is not this Babylon? Daniel chapter 4, verse 30, that I have built for the house of the kingdom and by the power of my might and for the honor of my majesty. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 4, in verse 31, while the words were still in his mouth, there fell a voice out of heaven saying, "O Nebuchadnezzar, these words are spoken to you. The kingdom is departed from thee." We cannot depend on ourselves. Our president sounds like Nebuchadnezzar to me. Is not this the United States that I have built? The economy was doing so well. I built it, he said. Unemployment is low. I did it, he said. Jobs are everywhere, paying living wages. I did it, he said. I did this and I did that and I did the other. And I believe, beloved, while the words were in his mouth, a voice was heard falling from heaven. "Oh, Donald Trump, oh, United States, the kingdom is departed from thee." I was listening to CNN yesterday. They were lamenting that all of the gains in the stock market in the last 2.5 years was wiped out yesterday. Stock market has been taking a dive for the last 1.5 weeks, and yesterday it just hit rock bottom. All of your pension fund and all of the gains that it made, gone. 401k, gone. Investments in this and that, gone. That's what happens when we put on our own armor instead of putting on the armor of God. That's a song that we used to sing. He has the whole world in his hand. God still holds this world in his hand. And just like he called Nebuchadnezzar his servant when Judah, his people, were being disobedient, and God used Nebuchadnezzar as an instrument, a tool to discipline them. Nebuchadnezzar thought that he did it on his own. He began to brag about what he could do, what he had done. It's not this great Babylon that I have built. The Bible said, while the words were still in his mouth, a voice fell from heaven. O Nebuchadnezzar, these words are spoken unto you. The kingdom is departed from thee. I'm praying for my president, our president, Donald J. Trump. I'm praying for the United States. I'm praying for the body of Christ and the Church of the Living God. But this is not the time for us to put on our own armor, because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So Paul, through the Holy Ghost, says to the church of Ephesus, as he says to you and me today, in these times, in these scary, in these troubled times, put on the whole armor, not half of it, not some of it, not most of it, but put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil days, and having done all, to stand. We have to dress right so that we may be able to endure these times. Christ is our armor. His blood covers us. He has paid for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have to believe, beloved. We have to trust the mighty arm of God. We have a Savior. We have a Lord. We have a King. His name is Yeshua. We cannot make it through these times on our own. May God bless us. May God keep us. As you listen to these words, I'm not preaching, I'm just sharing. As you listen to these words, if you do not know Christ in the saving of your life, or if you've been depending on your own works and bragging about what you don't do or what you can't do or what you do do, I'm saying take off your own armor and put on the whole armor of God. The next time I speak to you, I will be telling you what the pieces of this armor is. May God bless you. May God keep you. Stay encouraged. Jesus is coming soon. Father, we bless you. We thank you and we praise you. Bless your people. Encourage them. Those who do not know you, God, may they call on you in the saving of their souls. And those of us who know you, may we cling to you and hold on to your unchanging hand. May fear not grip us. May we be encouraged in the word that you have promised in these days, never to leave us nor forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my friends, and I'll see you during our next broadcast.
Oh, for grace. Oh, for grace. Oh, 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 nothing about the grace of God.
Of God.